You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
That's right, the Social Soundbite and Frozen. That's a way we can maybe transition some of...
Segway alert.
You like that? Wendy's is always touting that they have fresh, never frozen burgers. They don't like to have that taste that, you know, that you have to thaw it out. And they had a little Twitter war. Tell us about that.
They did. It's interesting because, and I wanted to chat about this one because a lot of businesses, you know, when they talk about engaging on social media, are afraid that someone's going to say something bad about them. And kind of in the storm of best practices, always do this, never do that, people think if someone says something bad, you can never say anything back to them. And Wendy's kind of proved that that doesn't necessarily have to be the case this past week when they tweeted, to your point, a very on-brand statement of our beef is always too cool, never ever, and too cool to ever be frozen. And they had a troll, which are always out there on Twitter, that said your beef is frozen, and we all know. Y'all know we laugh at your slogan, fresh, never frozen, right? Like you're really a joke. To which Wendy's responded, sorry to hear you think that, but you're wrong. We've only ever used fresh beef since we were founded in 1969. And then the troll replied, so you deliver it raw on a truck. And y'all should give up. At McDonald's got you guys beat with dope breakfast. And to which Wendy's then dropped the mic by saying, you don't have to bring them into this just because you forgot refrigerators existed for a second there.
Now, Wendy's, I always wonder who that is behind the, you know, because there's this, they put spokespeople in charge of those accounts. And occasionally you see some organizations get themselves in trouble because they have a younger intern that's doing that. But I assume that got the green light before that was sent out.
It did. And, you know, since then, you know, a lot of times when someone says something questionable, when they do ask those questions, sometimes they'll say, oh, our account was hacked. We don't know what that was all about.
Right.
And Wendy's has gone so far as to say, no, there's no hacking. Those were our responses to this situation. And I think that they responded very politely. I'm sorry you think that, but you're wrong. I think that while that, you know, got right out there and was fairly assertive, it was polite while doing so. And I think that you can defend yourself if you do so politely. Granted, maybe on that last one about forgetting that refrigerators existed, that might not be...
A little sarcastic.
A little sarcastic. And my one question as I thought about all of this, because I think it's a great response, my only question is, it does get a little bit sassy there. And since then, people have been saying, hey, Wendy's, burn me next. And they've been saying things like, I'll let one of your 51 followers burn you. And I would just wonder, is sassiness a part of the Wendy's brand that we've known about? Because, like, you look at brands like Taco Bell and Old Spice, and they have an irreverent voice on social media.
Right.
But they're irreverent other places, too. And I always think of Wendy's kind of as a wholesome...
More of a traditional, homespun
brand, Dave Thomas and all of that.
Yeah, and maybe they're trying to change that. But one thing I will tell you is whatever they just did, this Twitter tout, this war... Well, it's worked because I saw that story on Yahoo this morning, and I've seen it in multiple places. And here we are talking about it in Eastern Iowa on a morning radio show. So
absolutely,
there's people thinking about Wendy's for lunch. I'm guessing. So you know, it worked. So
on this cold day, I think that'd be a great choice.
There you go, Wendy's spokesperson Nick Westgate. No. He's not getting paid to say this, by the way. We do. We're just about out of time, but if you want to learn more about social media, check out branddrivendigital.com. Nick Westergaard here from Brand Driven Digital. We appreciate you stopping by for the Social Soundbite.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, take care. All right, that is the Social Soundbite. We have enough time for a community calendar before we hit the top of the hour. We'll be right back with more after this. 800-KXIC, KXIC.com.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.